My father, my ustad, my alim, my warrior. A mere glance at the Mubarak aging face of my dad's face is enough to flood my mind with thoughts. Thoughts of how did the single man withstand all these years of hardship and grief? How did he manage to go through all this while still being a perfect role model, a husband to my mother, and a perfect father to us? And the only answer which jumps to mind? He did it for us, his children, his wife, his family. My father has been an alim in a town for a long period until one very unfortunate day when he had been let go of. It was the day of complete sadness, and this was the first time I've ever seen my strong father shed tears. As my siblings and I were still quite young and could not support my parents, they were left stranded with no one to turn to, except the Almighty Allah. Days turned into nights and night into days, and finally my father had accepted the temporary madrasa vacancy a long distance away from home, and he promised to send his earnings to us every month. It was around this time my siblings had finished their school career and wanted to study further. My father was completely helpless, but alhamdulillah, Allah always helps his servants, as my dad successfully managed to attain a bursary for their studies. Today, I am extremely proud to say my dad has been a permanent figure in our lives as he continues to strive in the path of Allah and at the same time carrying the responsibility of supporting a family. This is what makes him such a remarkable man in my eyes. I think back to the days when he waited long queues with us, the days he sat in the car and read Quranic ayats and du'as as my sisters and I set various university examination rooms, the days that my Abba always gave us little pieces of advice without realizing it, the rushed mornings where he would repeatedly say, "Work hard today, my children." Abba, you are not just our father, you are our ustad, our alim, and our father. My father has been the strongest of us and withstood all of this and placed his fate completely in the hands of Allah. Today I've learned that no matter how huge a burden may be, have faith in Allah. Jazakallah Abba for teaching us that du'as are more powerful than status. Jazakallah for teaching us that sabr and patience will lead to sweetness. Jazakallah for not spoiling us but teaching us priceless values. Jazakallah for teaching us that you place your head down on the musalla and if you ask from Allah, you are untouchable. Jazakallah for being our warrior.